Hello.
Hi, Linda?
No, this is her husband.
Okay. Well, my name is Jesse. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California and would like to ask you some questions on a confidential basis. Are you interested in taking a survey?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, bear with me, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so what's your name, sir, so I can address you by, if you don't mind me?
Yeah, it's Gil.
Gil. Okay, all right, Mr. Gil. So real quick, let me give you my intro here. I'm Jesse of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored and recorded. We're not attempting to sell anything, nor will you participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything, okay? So thank you. We appreciate you for helping with this survey. We have the ability to complete this interview in English or Spanish. I have to ask, do you prefer English or Spanish?
English.
Excellent. Okay. And are you in a safe place to talk, or are you driving right now?
I'm sorry?
Are you in a safe place to talk, or are you driving?
Yes, I'm safe. Yeah, I'm safe. I'm sitting down in the house.
Oh, okay. Perfect. That's great. Now, in which county in California do you currently live in?
Kern County.
Kern. Let me see right here. With a K? K-E-R-N?
Yep. K-E-R-N.
Perfect. I got you here. And could you please tell me your zip code?
93306.
93306, okay. And are you registered to vote in California?
Yes.
Okay, and... okay, now just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
41,
okay. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you any kind of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Hispanic, half Hispanic.
Half Hispanic, okay.
Yeah.
So, do you consider yourself Caucasian or Hispanic?
Caucasian.
Okay. And what is the last year of grade that you completed, sir?
14.
14, so technical or vocational school or some college?
Just college, yes. A lot of college.
A lot of college. Okay,
yeah.
Did you graduate? Do you have a Bachelor of Arts or Bachelor of Science or anything?
No, I have 130 units, but I don't have a degree because I just took what I wanted to do.
Okay. All right. So I'll just put a college right here, okay? And
that's
moving
different.
On, if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote for, the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
Who are they?
Right now, the question is just if the elections were held for state Congress. For which candidate?
For the state.
For Congress.
I would vote for the Republican. Yeah.
Okay. And now I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally.
Go ahead.
For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person, okay? David Valadao.
Valadao? Positive.
Yeah, Valadao. Positive, so you're favorable? Okay. How about Rudy Salas?
Positive,
okay. Kamala Harris.
Negative.
So I have unfavorable or never
heard
of.
Yes, unfavorable.
What about Donald Trump?
Medium.
Get
his mouth shut.
So I have favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of. Which
no
one?
No opinion.
Okay.
No opinion.
What about Joe Biden?
Negative.
Maybe.
Unfavorable.
Okay, moving along. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand or most other issues, okay?
Okay,
so I'm give you a list. You stop me whenever you like one, okay? So protecting democracy, abortion, healthcare, inflation or the cost of living, Social Security and Medicare, taxes.
What if I have more than one? You just want one, right? The one.
No, I want two. I need two. So whenever you hear one, you let me know one, and I'll continue with the list.
Okay, start again.
Okay, so protecting democracy, abortion, healthcare, inflation, or the cost
healthcare.
Of living.
Healthcare.
Going on to the list, inflation or the cost of living, Social Security and Medicare, taxes, border security, and the last one.
Border security.
Okay. Excellent. Let's go on to the next one here. Now, thinking ahead to the elections in November, on a scale from 1 through 10, which meaning not at all interested, which 1 meaning you're not at all interested, and 10 you're very interested in voting in upcoming elections.
Good.
From 1 through 10, are you very interested in voting, or are you not at all interested, or in between?
I always vote 10.
10? Okay. If the elections for president were being held today, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Biden, Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Trump.
Trump, okay. And if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Republican, and Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Trump.
Trump, okay. If the elections for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Steve Garvey, Republican, and Adam Schiff, Democrat?
I really don't know either one very well. I really haven't made up my mind there.
So hard or undecisive?
Yes, undecisive.
Okay. If the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadao, Republican, or Rudy Salas, Democrat?
It's tough because I know them both. Valadao.
Valadao, okay. So this one, I'm going to have to read plenty, so just bear with me, okay? Now, I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Valadao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes more or more likely to vote, if it makes you less likely or more likely to vote for David Valadao, okay? So David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it's bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing sources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funds for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions. Does this make you much more likely to vote for Valadao or less likely?
More likely.
Okay. So we're on the right track right here. So you get my drift. I'm going to read some more, okay? So David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to service for veterans, improvements to military family child care and schools, and support for military members buying a home. Does this make you much more likely or less likely to vote for Valadao still?
More likely.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keeping families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads, highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. Does this make you much more likely or less likely?
More likely.
Okay. Thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and exciting water storage projects and facilities across Central Valley and the state. Does that make you much more likely or less likely to vote for Valadao?
Less likely. I don't agree with water, period.
Okay, less likely?
Yeah, less likely.
As a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California Central Valley. That is why David Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agriculture research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs to help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Does that make you more or less?
More.
Okay. So I have two more here to go. So David Valadao is a champion of American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadao went to work to find his time to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream home ship a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Does that make you more or less?
Less.
Okay. And the last one here for this, American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basic like groceries, gas and housing. David Valadao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington to help create this inflation crisis. Instead, David Valadao is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. Does this make you much more likely to vote or less likely?
More likely.
Okay. Moving on to the next, so we're about 75% done here, but these questions are a lot easier now, okay? Now that you have heard some additional information, do you have favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao? Are you more favorable towards him? Okay. If the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadao and a Republican, and Rudy Salas, a Democrat?
Valadao.
Okay. Bear with me. So which one of the following issues, if any, would make you the most likely to vote David Valadao? Would it be David Valadao's effort to work with both Republican and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, or improve water storage facilities to combat droughts, or securing funding for agriculture research, rural broadbands, and affordable housings, or fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment?
Cross party code. The first one.
The first one? Okay.
Working together across, across aisle.
Okay. And which one would you say would make you the second most likely to vote for David Valadao? Choose one more, okay? Improve water source facilities to combat drought, securing funding for agriculture, research rural broadband and affordable housing, fix state roads, water pipelines, upgraded police equipment, reduce inflation, help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, or none of these?
None of those.
Okay. So we're almost there, okay? Thinking about something else, from which one of or two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidate, president, and not fellow news politics so closely? National Network like ABC, CBS, or NBC, digital websites, cable news, Google, Snapchat, Facebook, newspapers, Instagram, TikTok, X, formerly known as Twitter, YouTube. Which one of those do you follow closely to get your information?
National news agencies.
National news. One more, if you can pick one more.
And then the internet.
Okay. I did say digital websites, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, here we are. Which of the following best describes the way you view television programs? Only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu. Only use cable. You only use satellite. You use both cable and satellite and online streaming. Only watch broadcast TV like ABC, NBC, CBS.
A little bit of everything.
Okay. Now I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your home, sir?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Do you rent? Live with a
partner? No, I'm retired. I live with family. I'm retired.
Okay. Live with partners and relatives, right? Okay.
Yes.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat or a Republican?
Independent.
Or something else. Okay. That's an answer. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative, or on most issues?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I voted for Trump.
Okay. How would you describe your economic circumstance? Well, to do upper middle class, working class, low income, how do you describe yourself?
Middle class.
Middle class, okay. Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No.
No? Okay. So this concludes our survey, sir. You've done an excellent job. I do highly appreciate you participating. You have yourself a wonderful evening, boss.
You've done a wonderful job. You had to read it all. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I tried my best,
okay.
So thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, I got you. Good night.
Good night, buddy.